Zita, hello, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Zita, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Zita, you want to run a Dublin City Marathon with your 3.5-year-old son?
Yeah, that's right. My son is Isaac. He's nearly three, actually. He'll be three at the end of November.
With your 3-year-old son?
Yeah.
In a buggy now?
That's right, yeah.
And you were told that this was all right, yeah?
Yeah, I asked Dublin City Marathon before I kind of started my training. I've run a few marathons in the past, and my plan this year was to try and do with my son. And I know that sometimes different marathons and different running kind of organisations, that they sometimes stipulate different circumstances regarding running with a buggy. So I had checked it out beforehand just to make sure that it was okay for me to do so. And they confirmed it was.
And what were the stipulations here? Did they want you to run at the back?
Yeah, run at the back, yeah. And I don't have any bother with doing that at all.
Yeah, because it might be no issue to you and you're happy to do it, you have to consider all of the other marathons.
Absolutely,
runners.
Yeah. And, you know, any runs I have done with Isaac in the past, to say as in a, you know, competitive runs, I've always started at the back, and that doesn't bother me at all. It's more about just getting around and enjoying the run rather than looking to look at any times or anything like that.
Enjoying a marathon. See, you and me are already very, very different people. I can tell at the very start of this conversation. So anyway, they said, fine, all right. The only proviso here is that you're happy to run at the back of the field, and you had no problem with that.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Well, basically, I started my training then, and which kind of has really been over the past 3 months, I suppose, and kind of just building up my distances, running with Isaac, and kind of each week targeting a different distance and increasing it, and building up, I suppose, to be able to do the marathon. And we're on track. We have completed our long runs, and we're now starting to kind of taper down our runs in preparation for the marathon. So we were all set, I suppose, ready to go. Then my friend texted me just on Friday just to say that basically he'd been on the website, the Dublin City Marathon website, and he noticed a change on it in that they now stipulated there was no buggies allowed. I hadn't noticed that on the website, and to be honest, I actually haven't been on the website since I had signed up. So he was just saying to me, oh, you definitely are actually did get clarification to run it. So I had said, yeah, I did, but I'd actually send them another email because I was like, look, I don't want to turn up on the day and be turned away, and for both of us to be turned away and not get a chance to run it at all. So I sent an email off to the head office, and on Monday I got a lady in the head office actually rang me just to say that, yeah, the rules had actually changed and I wouldn't be able to run the marathon.
And why the change of heart?
I don't know. I think that lady actually put me in touch with the race director, and I think from what I can gather from what he had told me was that they had received a few complaints, say from previous races where buggies had been present and hadn't started at the back and hadn't complied with, I suppose, with their rules. And I take it this must have been a very recent thing, because I said they had given me confirmation originally. They kind of had a change of heart. They did say, however, that if I could get myself public liability insurance, then that would be an option, that I could run it then. But I've been speaking to a few insurance companies and nobody will give me insurance. It's not something that...
Yeah, so it's a very specific kind of policy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more really for organisations as such, as for as an individual.
And they won't give it to you as an individual.
No.
Tell me something about Isaac when you're out running with him. Does he enjoy it?
He loves it, yeah. It's I've been running with Isaac really since, I suppose, he was probably about 4 or 5 months old. He loves it. We do the park runs in Marley Park every Saturday. As I say, we've had to increase our distance. It's not without our chances.
How do you know, Zita, that he loves it, though? I mean, I take it he's in a forward-facing buggy that you're not able to see him.
No. Yeah. We have conversations. We chat the whole way around. I go out in the roads, obviously, for my long-distance runs. He's waving at bus drivers. He's full of chat. He's pointing out dogs, squirrels, anything at all. He absolutely loves it.
And you're able to keep up the chat, are you?
Yeah. I suppose I'm not running fast. You know, I just aim to get around. And you know, to be honest, I suppose I really enjoy the running with him.
Is it a more arduous kind of running, given that, you know, you're doing something completely different with your arms than you would be if you're running without? Do you find it easier or harder?
I you know, it's so long since I've actually run on my own. I can't remember, really. It's I suppose it is harder. Of course, it's harder. But, you know, I'm used to, it's all I've known. Since Isaac was 4 months old, I've been running with him. I've done, as I say, I did the last two marathons. I've done five marathons in total. But all my training was done with Isaac last year and the year before.
And in the fun runs that you say that you do, do many others run with buggies?
Yeah, there are people in Marley Park. There would be, you know, there could be maybe four buggies on.
And are they all considerate enough to run at the back of the field, or are they up there mixing it up?
Yeah, there are people, there are, of course, that people who do, you know, who are faster than, you know, there's people who are very fast. I consider myself kind of slow enough running around, but there are certainly people who are faster. And I mean, I think as long as race organisers, say for the park runs, are happy, as long as you're mindful of other people and that you're not, you know, clipping people's ankles and, you know, that you are mindful. And I suppose the park run, talking in that context, is it's a fun run as such. It's not a kind of competitive run.
Do you have to carry a puncture repair kit with you?
No, but I have had a full set of new tyres on it, and the buggy's actually in getting serviced at the moment.
It's getting serviced?
Yeah.
There are people who service buggies, are there?
There are indeed, yeah.
is there an NCT for buggies?
Yeah, you could say of sorts, yeah.
I take it it's a fairly specialised piece of kit, that the buggy that you're using, is it?
It's actually not. It's not a running buggy. It's actually it's a Quinny buggy. So it's actually not a running buggy, but it's a great advertisement for a running buggy, to be honest, because I've been running with it for nearly 3 years now.
So. A running buggy, there is such a thing, specialised running buggies.
Yeah, there is.
How much would they set you back?
I don't actually know. They're quite expensive. They're more expensive than your standard buggy anyway, yeah.
Anyway, the horns of the dilemma that you're on now is you can't get specialised public liability insurance.
Yeah.
You can't do this. You'd really like to. And you might fall over if you don't have a buggy in front of you.
Well, I don't know.
Has anybody else ever complained to you?
No. I did the Clontarf half marathon in July. I did the Wexford half marathon in April. As I said, I've done park runs more or less every week, and I haven't had any complaints, no. I'm very mindful of other people, of course. You know, it's the last thing you want to do is knock a fellow runner and ruin their race, you know.
And Isaac has never been not in the mood for this?
Oh, he has, and, you know, we just don't go then, you know.
So he stays at home?
Yeah, well, we just don't, like, you know, we don't run if he's too tired, or, you know, we just don't go out. But to be honest, he loves it as much as I do. And once he's done his, once I've done my run, he tends to get out and he flies about the park and does his little own run as well, you know.
Okay. So is there an insurance broker out there? Is there an insurance company out there that does public liability insurance for marathon running, buggy pushing mums like Zita? I think it's a tall order, Zita.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Take care. 1-855-715-815.